This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The battle for Fallujah has become the battle for Iraq and the most important test of the Iraqi military since the U.S. invasion. Local ground forces backed by U.S.-led military aircraft launched an operation on Monday to storm the ISIS stronghold of Fallujah. This morning, ISIS militants launched a counterattack as Iraqi government troops pushed into the city. 50,000 Iraqis are believed to be trapped inside that city. And Jan Egeland, Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, helping displaced families, said this about the situation. A human catastrophe is unfolding in Fallujah. Families are caught in the crossfire with no way out. Fallujah has been taken and retaken since 2003, and expelling ISIS will involve a sustained effort if the Iraqis are to move on to the even bigger prize of oil-rich, ISIS-controlled, and water-rich Mosul. A dam in Mosul controls water flow for hundreds of miles. Mike Pregent is an adjunct fellow at the Hudson Institute and a former U.S. Army intelligence officer in Iraq. He served as an intelligence advisor to General David Petraeus.
We haven't talked about Fallujah for 2 years. Fallujah has been under siege. It's been shelled and starved by Shia militias for 2 years, and there hasn't been one effort by the U.S. military or the Iraqi government to actually recruit Sunnis from Fallujah and from Al-Anbar to retake territory that ISIS holds that close to Baghdad. Fallujah only became necessary after ISIS demonstrated its reach to target Shia areas in Baghdad and Sadr City. Shia population centers demanded protection and also demanded retribution, and Fallujah is right there. It's the perfect target to punish a Sunni population for what ISIS has done. And if you look at the populations, 50,000 Sunnis and 600 to 1,000 ISIS fighters. You don't punish a Sunni city of 50,000 to rid it of 600 to 1,000 ISIS fighters. What you do is you build trust with that Sunni community, that population. You have them become intelligence assets. You bring them into the Iraqi armed services. They become your eyes and ears on the ground, and they are the ones that will call in airstrikes, not Shia militias. And that's what's happening.
So you believe this has nothing to do with ISIS. It's a sectarian battle approved by Muqtada al-Sadr and being carried out by the Iraqi military.
Well, and if you look at the Sadr protests, I'm glad you brought up Sadr. You look at Sadr protests a couple weeks ago, it had nothing to do with defeating ISIS. He was basically vying for influence and a paycheck. He didn't say that the government needs to do outreach to Sunni population centers. He didn't say that the government needed to curb Iranian influence. He didn't even bring up ISIS. This was about Shia militias and Sadr and the Iraqi government believing that they had done enough to protect Shia areas from ISIS. There was no intent to go into Mosul anytime soon. Fallujah became the thing you could take off the shelf and all of a sudden focus everybody on this battle for Fallujah to rid it of ISIS when it's been there for 2 years. Fallujah was the first city to fall to ISIS in January 2014. To say all of a sudden that this became the number one priority for the Iraqi government and the U.S. military effort after all the hype on Mosul the last 6 months. But it's a farce, in my opinion. And if I was on the ground, if this was 2007, I would not be alone in demanding or pounding the desk and saying, sir, we cannot be part of any operation that where it looks like we're providing close air support to Shia militias. This is not how you win over Sunnis. This is not how you defeat a counterinsurgency. And this is not how you defeat ISIS. We're simply resetting the conditions to January 2014. ISIS thrives in Sunni population centers where they feel oppressed by their government. This operation in Ramadi, this operation in Fallujah are examples of that, where their government is punishing a Sunni population center.
But tactically, is there any way to evaluate whether this city will be retaken, or do you think it is a siege to punish the Sunnis and actually has no tactical value at all?
Well, symbolically, it's going to be called a victory, but so was Ramadi. If you look at Ramadi, 80% of that town is destroyed. It's uninhabitable. People can't return to open their stores and move back into their homes. It was destroyed to rid it of 300 to 600 ISIS fighters. So if you look at what's going on, I count 15 Iranian-backed Shia militias that are in the operation. No one's denying that now. The Institute for the Study of War has a graphic that shows Shia militias on the ground. There are other graphics that show Shia militias on the ground. They're within artillery range. They're within sniper range. This is a Shia militia operation, and we're relying on Iraqi government spokespeople to tell us what's going on. Every Western media report is preceded by an Iraqi government official says this is happening. We have no idea what's going on in Fallujah because we don't have anybody on the ground doing this. And unfortunately, we don't have Western media on the ground reporting this. If you look at Russia today, they are right there with Shia militias as they move into Fallujah. They are touting the role that the Shia militias are playing. And they get to point in the skies and show American aircraft conducting bombing runs in support of these operations. There's no way to win back Sunnis. So I think it's a failed ISIS strategy, and I would recommend that U.S. halts close air support until the Shia militias are addressed. Not that they go away, that they are addressed, that they are told they are not legitimate forces on the battlefield.
How do you tell that from the flags?
You can't. I went to Iraq
right,
recently.
Exactly.
I went to Iraq recently and met with a Peshmerga general that I worked with in Mosul, and he said, you know what, we can defeat ISIS. That's not a problem. But the problem is the Shia militias carry Iraqi flags. And when they encroach and we respond, we look like traitors because we're firing upon units that would be carrying the Iraqi flag. So, yeah, exactly.
Mike Pregen is an adjunct fellow at the Hudson Institute and a former U.S. Army intelligence officer in Iraq who served as an intelligence advisor to General David Petraeus.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.